We're going to check back with Fawwas Jurgis. He's Lebanese by birth, now chair of Middle Eastern Studies at Sarah Lawrence College and a scholar of militant Islam. We spoke with him from Lebanon last week, and now he's back home in New York. Fawwas Jurgis, you'd taken your kids to see their grandparents outside Beirut. You were hunkered down there when we last spoke. What happened?
It became too dangerous for all of us. But I felt extremely anxious about the safety of the children. We decided to leave. The journey was really grueling. It took us about 80 hours to make it from Beirut to the United States.
How did you get out of Beirut? There were these evacuation ships. Did you go out by ship?
Absolutely. We waited about 12 hours in the sun outside waiting to embark on an American military ship. It took us about 12 hours from Beirut to Cyprus. It's usually a 20-minute ride by an airplane. We waited in Cyprus, thousands of us. You're talking about thousands of Americans. We waited about 10 hours in Cyprus. The State Department chartered a civilian airliner. It took us to Germany and from Germany to Philly International Airport. Let me say this, even though it was hellish, I really believe that the U.S. Marines, the U.S. Navy, and the State Department went out of their way to make the trip as least painful as possible. I cannot tell you how professional, how warm the American Marines and the U.S. Navy were. They really made a big difference in our trip.
You had three children. Your three children with you?
Yes.
And
yes.
How old are they?
Bassam is 16 years old. Hannah is 8 years old. And Laith is 5 years old.
How do you feel about your kids having gone through this experience now? I mean, you've come through it safely. They've certainly seen something of the world that American children know almost nothing about.
In particular for my eldest child, Bassam, who's 16, he has already written a few articles about what's happening in Lebanon. He has a diary of his journey, the evacuation journey. So I can imagine for Bassam it's going to be a defining experience, I hope, positively, because I think he has seen and heard and read all points of view. Of course, for the younger children, for Hannah, my youngest, who's late 5 years old, he can hear the bombings, the planes, the anxiety in the house. He was really, at the end of it, he said, listen, I don't want to go back to your country anymore. I hope he will change his mind in the next few months when peace comes back to Lebanon.
Fawwas, as a political scholar, I'm reading about a polarization within Lebanon right now, northern Beirut basically untouched, southern suburbs being physically pretty much destroyed. Did you have some sense of what is going to happen to Lebanon as you were witnessing this in your departure?
You know, to start with, the Lebanese political scene is very fragile. And I think what Israel has done in the last 2 weeks is to really punish the entire Lebanese people with the intention of turning the Lebanese people against Hezbollah. What I fear the most is that when the dust settles on the battlefield in Lebanon, if the Lebanese government caves to the international demands to try to disarm Hezbollah and to send the Lebanese army to southern Lebanon, I fear that the Shiites would feel outraged and angry, and thus a fault line between the Shiites and the rest of the Lebanese population could really wreck the country. I hope this sectarian line would not really evolve, but the longer the confrontation continues, I think there's a real danger that the current conflict between Hezbollah and Israel be replaced by a sectarian internal struggle in Lebanon.
Fawwas Jurgis is chair of Middle East Studies at Sarah Lawrence College. His new book is Journey of the Jihadist Inside Muslim Militancy.